Now we are ready to start.
1.
Internet dating services make finding a partner less of a lottery. The odds of encountering your perfect partner in your normal day-to-day life are actually quite low because most people only have a small network of people they meet and even fewer that they actually chat to. So you can either compromise with someone who is just nice, or you can look for Mr. or Miss Perfect at www.webmate.co.pr. So end your search and register today.
2.
Every couple goes through rough patches, and sometimes they need someone independent to stop tempers flaring. Occasionally, the situation can be caused by an affair that's created distrust, but more often, it's other causes that underlie rows. A relative passing away, getting into debt, or irritating behaviour that only becomes apparent soon after marriage. We're here to help people reach compromises and move on. We're usually able to dissuade people from divorce, but about 15% do call it a day.
3.
It's hard because you know you could be upsetting someone's wedding plans. People often plead with me not to close down the kitchens, but they should see it from my standpoint. If I investigate a place which puts on receptions and I find hygiene standards don't meet the law, then it's not good if I ignore it. And as I always explain, they wouldn't want the guests all suffering from an outbreak of food poisoning.
4.
We've done well in the wedding market, and last year we made a substantial profit. But growth has been slowing, and we feel that it's time to branch out into corporate events, which is why we're proposing a new venture with Launch.com, which specialises in entertainment events that bring publicity and promote brand image.
5.
I know it's boring, but to get through life, I think it's important to be careful with money. These days, everything costs money. Someone told me a kid costs £200,000. Even dying is getting expensive. An average funeral costs almost £3,000. Given that, it's best not to waste money. We had a small wedding, nothing elaborate, and didn't even bother with a honeymoon because we're saving up for a deposit to get a mortgage. And I've set up an account for our future children too.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
1.
Internet dating services make finding a partner less of a lottery. The odds of encountering your perfect partner in your normal day-to-day life are actually quite low because most people only have a small network of people they meet and even fewer that they actually chat to. So you can either compromise with someone who is just nice, or you can look for Mr. or Miss Perfect at www.webmate.co.pr. So end your search and register today.
2.
Every couple goes through rough patches, and sometimes they need someone independent to stop tempers flaring. Occasionally, the situation can be caused by an affair that's created distrust, but more often, it's other causes that underlie rows. A relative passing away, getting into debt, or irritating behaviour that only becomes apparent soon after marriage. We're here to help people reach compromises and move on. We're usually able to dissuade people from divorce, but about 15% do call it a day.
3.
It's hard because you know you could be upsetting someone's wedding plans. People often plead with me not to close down the kitchens, but they should see it from my standpoint. If I investigate a place which puts on receptions and I find hygiene standards don't meet the law, then it's not good if I ignore it. And as I always explain, they wouldn't want their guests all suffering from an outbreak of food poisoning.
4.
We've done well in the wedding market, and last year we made a substantial profit. But growth has been slowing, and we feel that it's time to branch out into corporate events, which is why we're proposing a new venture with Launch.com, which specialises in entertainment events that bring publicity and promote brand image.
5.
I know it's boring, but to get through life, I think it's important to be careful with money. These days, everything costs money. Someone told me a kid costs £200,000. Even dying is getting expensive. An average funeral costs almost £3,000. Given that, it's best not to waste money. We had a small wedding, nothing elaborate, and didn't even bother with a honeymoon because we're saving up for a deposit to get a mortgage. And I've set up an account for our future children too.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.